Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message from locked in my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Return to me with every breath. Return,
With all things, I return to that place where all is truly well. We are all being invited to return to that power, that presence that transcends color, that transcends drama, that transcends depression, that transcends healing. Return to me. You are being called to come back to yourself. Are you listening to the call? Are you saying yes? Are you going with, I know how to do it? Or are you going with an open heart and just saying, here I am, yes. Here I am, yes. Here I am, yes. What does that look like? I don't know. I just say yes. Here I am, yes. As long as we remember to breathe in and recognize that that breath is the breath of God breathing us. The breath is life and life is God. We get to tap into that power and that presence. And we have our own unique way of expressing that power, that presence. We present it to the world through the power of creativity. And when we do that, we reclaim our power. How do we reclaim our power? We remember that we are powerful. We remember that in our DNA, there is the special assignment encoded in our DNA. And from that place in consciousness, you can relax a little bit. You know, I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday. It's really challenging to be on this planet. It's hard. You've got to deal with foolishness. You've got to deal with people who are mad and go shoot somebody because you're mad. You've got issues with yourself. You've got people mad, want to be a joker. Well, the joker's on you, idiot. I said it. You got people who are mad at family members, can't stand their family members because blah, blah. But you know, it is really, really hard to be on this planet. Just really think about it. We talk about there's no time and space in spirit. Yes, there is no time and space in the spiritual realm. In the physical realm, there's time and space. What a blessing. Thank God for that. Our job, our responsibility is to return to that place so we can transcend the physical drama. We get to be the face of God. We get to be the hands of God. So rather than joining in a judgment or pointing fingers or blame, we can be the healing presence. How do you do that? Return to God and you will be led and guided. You will know exactly what to do. You just need to be still long enough. And through the power of your creativity, you get to share your goodness. And the world will look at you and say, thank you. Thank you for coming to speak. Thank you for coming to sing. Thank you for writing the book. Thank you for being a wonderful neighbor. Thank you for being a great coworker. I can always look forward to you. Thank you for being a wonderful mother. Thank you for being a great father. Because you know that you're here to deliver your gifts. And it starts by returning to the source, returning to yourself and asking yourself, why am I here? The Agape Choir. Return to me. Go download your own copy right now while I do other things. But we all can multitask nowadays, you know, because we're all on our tablets, on our iPhone, watching television, and we're texting and Facebook. So, you know, I'll let you this time, just this time. Make it a habit. Don't multitask during my show. While I'm multitasking. Go to soundofagape.com, soundofagape.com. You can download your own copy. It's really affordable. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just go there and check in that you can get to listen to Agape and have them pray and minister to your soul. It's a prayer. Songs that assist you, support you to pray twice. Okay, that's a new word I just created. Let's see if we can, let me Google that. Probably someone wrote something about that. But anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive right now. You make a difference because you said so. You make a difference because you tuned into yourself and been part of this dance. And now you can step it up. What can I do that I didn't even imagine before? What can I do today that just will blow me away? It will stretch me, and I will get to see the power of God, experience God, and say, oh, my God. And God said, yep, I am your God. Oh, my God, yes, I am your God. You're amazing. I know, and so are you. This is the month that we're supporting you to reclaim your power. We are all powerful. We are all powerful. You're full of power. You're full of greatness. Sometimes we miss it because of what's going on in our lives, because we think we shouldn't be feeling what we're feeling. We shouldn't be going through what we're going through. We compare our life to others. We think we don't have this or don't have that. But if we can just be gentle and patient and come back and look around and look at what we really have, and we can rest in the moment, in that moment you return to God, to Source, to divine intelligence, to creativity. In that moment when you just take a breath and come back and look at what you do have, and you can be grateful. Life is good, you know. Even though this planet, being on it, is hard, life is good. And I believe, for me, I have this inner knowing. It's more than a belief. It's an inner knowing that our spiritual evolution, this is part of our spiritual evolution. On a soul level, we've chosen to come to this planet to strengthen, to express ourselves, to know ourselves as love. So, of course, this is, as far as I know so far, that I can recall, this is one of the challenging levels of expression. If you listen to some of the channels, and the channel Archangel Michael or all the other non-physical beings, they say they envy human beings, and or they have sympathy for human beings, you know, because what has to happen? There's time and space in the physical realm. But we are also connected to the spiritual, to our spiritual identity, so we can catch a vision right now, and we can feel it all through our body. But it will take some time for it to manifest. time. It can be a day. It can be an hour. It can be 10 years. You may never experience it with your physical eyes. The descendants will get to experience it, but we need to remember where we came from, who we are. And in that space, we have the power and the courage to express our creativity. Because you don't want to go back to the spiritual realm with the gift that you came here to deliver. It's like a mailman living in the post office with a truck full or bag full, and they go back at the end of the day and bring back all the mail that they were supposed to deliver. Like, what's that about? What are you going to go back with when you move into that realm? That's when you just pass through the veil. Are you going to be empty enough to receive more gifts? Or are you going to say, oh, Your Honor, God, angels, I'm sorry. I forgot to deliver my gift. What can I do? You go back. Really? I don't want to go back. Well, you got to deliver the gift. Oh, shucks. Then you got to do it all over again. And then people say, that's an old soul. You're like, damn, I don't feel like it. I feel like I've been here too many times. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Life is good, you know. When you realize how hard it is, you got to make fun of it. You got to relax. Just be easy on yourself. Get over yourself. So much going on. So much going on. How can you bring peace to yourself today? Oh, it's almost time for Carly Jackson to join us. And I played up. Did I play Carly's affirmation the other day, didn't I? No, I didn't. I don't know. No, I didn't. Good. So I just played when she comes on. I'm feeling so much. I am in God. I am in love. I am feeling the love, the presence of all that life is. And I'm grateful for this moment. I welcome all of you in the chat room. Laverne is in the house. Zoe, the peacemaker, is in the house. Nuriel is in the house. Swiper, a.k.a. Tracy, is in the house. There's some of you silent listeners, just guys as guests, are all in the house. Welcome, welcome. But those of you listening on the phone line, Glenda, Donna, spiritual midwife, what are you birthing today? What are you giving birth to? What are you delivering? Celeste is in the house. Thank you all for being here. I truly appreciate you. We have... we have, hold on, let me read this. Oh, okay. So that's just talking to me behind the scenes, just in case those of you who say, what is he doing? You know, there's so much going on, so we got to communicate. Right, got that. Carly Jackson's joining us in about a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. She's going to share her story, how she expressed her creativity and what it took, her power, the courage to say, you know, I am ready to say yes. I'm ready to be more. She's going to join us for about 30 minutes. And I'm taking your calls as well as listening. Where are you today? What are you moving through? Do you have the power and the courage to express your creativity? What insight, what new awareness have you gained about yourself that made you go, oh, my God, now I understand. It all makes sense to me in the shift that you made. Maybe you're stuck. Maybe there's something going on. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Tomorrow, we have Noriel joining us. We're talking about Journey to Awakening. My brother's going to join us tomorrow. We're going to have a great conversation. Noriel Exolasso, he's going to be joining us tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, we have Chanel. We're talking about creativity, and it's kind of interesting how all of this is turning out. Coming together. Tomorrow we're talking about Journey to Awakening. What's your journey to awakening? How did you get to where you are today? What's different? Reflect back 5 years ago, 2 years ago, a month ago, yesterday. What's different about you today? Are you awake or are you sleepwalking? You know? And if you're sleepwalking, that's fine too, because that just means I get to do more shows to support you in waking up. Because if everybody's awake, there'll be no point for this. But you know what? I'm connected to the One. So I will always have something to do. My job is to work myself out of business, to just like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. What else? What else do I need to create? Life is good. It's getting better. Carly is in the house. You're going to get to Carly in 2 minutes. What other announcements do I need to give you? Oh, yeah, pleasefund.com. We're expanding Life Conversations Radio, and we're asking for your support, for your donation, for your monetary support by going to pleasefund.com/pages/347. pleasefund.com/pages/347. We're grateful for all that you can give, all that you've given, all that you've done. Those of you sharing the show, those of you contributing, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are expanding. It's going to happen. It's already in motion. So we're grateful for the listeners and those of you that share the show on your site. 347-426-3346. It's a number. Press 1 on your keypad for your questions or your comments. What else? We're doing this arm this morning. What's really going on? Because there's a lot going on in my head, so I'm laughing. My arm is me taking a break. Okay, I'll do arm. That helps me align. There's something else I need to tell you. It's just right there. Okay, let's do the other thing. If you don't want to call in or whatever, you're feeling kind of shy, I say get over it. And once you get over it and you can't call, you can go to Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. That's the fan page, of course, or like page. Post your question on there and we'll get to it. If you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook because you're at school, at work, or you don't want people to track your story, you're trying to keep it under download, that's fine. Keep it under download. Sometimes you've got to go deep down so you can pull out the best. But you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversations with an S, media.com. Click on the Life Conversations Radio button, and then there's a drop menu. Click Ask how they fill in the email with your questions and your comments. And, yeah, we'll get to it. And Life Conversations Media, Life Conversations Media is where you can find out everything about Life Conversations Radio, almost everything. And just look out for some updates once we get to it. We're glowing with the flow and growing with the flow. That's what it's about. Carly is here. 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Stay tuned. Something else. Let's see. What I'm going to do now is something is calling me. I don't know what it is. Oh, that's what it is. Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, I knew there was something. I could feel it. We ask you while you donate and all the stuff that you do. We just, you know, just a little bit. Just giving and receiving. You know, because when you spread the word, right, here's the reason why we ask you to share the show. When you share the show, more people will come in and listen. Even if they listen on the archive, just the fact, because now we're going back to that spirit thing. There's no time and space in spirit. In the spirit realm, when you share the show, new energy comes and be part of this gathering. It causes me to tap in deeper, and you just never know what I'm going to download. So you're going to benefit. That's all I'm trying to say. Share the show on Facebook, Twitter. Sign in on Blog Talk Radio with your Facebook account. Click the link button. All the stuff that you need to do, know to do. Scream it, yell it, share it with your supervisor. And they're saying, what's this? It's a radio show. What? Is this something I need to listen to later? No, now. Are you listening to it? Say yes. They'll be like, really? Man, I got to listen to that. And then later on, they'll be like, wait, did we listen to a show, a radio show, while we're supposed to be at work? Hey, man, that's how we roll. Right. Give me a high five. Because we are alchemists, all of us. We are recreating. We're changing. We're changing belief systems. And we're here on the planet right now. Everybody that's going through pain and going through something, we're sending out love. We're blessing you, knowing that all is truly well, that right where you are, God is. And God is the activity of your life. So I am grateful for that truth. And I bless every human being on this planet today, and the ones that are being born right now, thank you for coming. Those who are saying, I'm done, peace out, thank you for your work. Here's something we need to share with you, because it's what this story is about. We're getting ready for my dear sister friend, Carly Jackson. We get to hear the voice. Well, we heard the voice. What do we get to hear the talking voice behind the voice, because she is the voice. I'll turn my chair over for her anytime. I'll push the button. Anything else I need to tell you for now? Other than we are one. So stop tripping. Get over yourself. and give me a hug. Come closer. Yeah. Ooh, I feel that. Ooh, I felt that. Ooh, thank you. All right, everybody calm down. I don't need no security. One at a time. Hug me one at a time. Connie Jackson is in the house. I am so excited that she's here to remind us how she expressed her creativity, her affirmation to help her move from where she is to where she wants to be. She has a bigger vision of herself, and she is boldly, nervously, courageously stepping into it. And we got her back because we are one. We'll be right back.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation. We are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me.
We are one. Don't we sound good? Wow, we got an amazing voice. Because we are one. Wow, that's Carly Jackson, and she is in the house. Let me read a little bit about her. You've been hearing about her on Life Conversations Radio, and she's reminding us that we are one. There is no separation. So you're cursing me out. Guess what? You're only cursing yourself out. When you're blessing me, you're blessing you. And my sister, Carly Jackson, she's a vocalist. She's a multifaceted artist with a focus on inspirational gospel and R&B music. Carly performs music written by India Ree, made popular by Letticy, music by Whitney, and the list goes on. Gospel music by Donald Lawrence. I mean, just much more. She has her own song that you just heard, We Are One. She also performs poetry that takes you on a journey through body image and self-love. She releases the power of affirmation through her voice, so we could all be blessed and all be healed and recognize that truly, truly, truly that we are one. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, Carly Jackson. Hello, Carly. How are you doing?
Hi. Oh, my God. It's so awesome to be here.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. The listeners are excited to have you. I know they are because I am. We've been playing your song here for a while now. I'm so grateful we're connected and just appreciative of your gift. And I wanted you to share your gift through your words, through your energy with the guests.
Oh.
So here's what we're going to do. I just read a little bit about you, but I want to ask you from your point of view, from your perspective, who are you? Who is Carly Jackson?
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm still working on that. But the good thing is that I'm recognizing now, a bit of a late bloomer, but, you know, it's never too late. I'm recognizing now, you know, who I am. You know, in this world, not just, you know, people ask me, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a counselor in the school system, you know, and that's a job. But, you know, just like myself and just like everyone else, there's so much more than that. And I truly am realizing now at 40 my interconnectedness with really with everybody, you know, and but, you know, on the human side of things, I am just a whole ball of fun. I'm a Leo. I like long walks in the park. I know it sounds like a singles ad, but I wasn't sure whether you're talking human or spirit, so I have to give you a little bit of both.
I'm talking about whatever you want to talk about, because this is our world. We can do what we want to do, and, you know, the human supports the spirit supports the human. So they all come together. And sometimes, as you said, you know, you're at work, working with young people, adults. One minute you're singing on a stage. You know, you're a counselor. You're here helping people to heal on so many levels. You do it through you do it through one-on-one. And there's so many, you know, you're multifaceted. We all are. And, that's the journey. When I ask people that question, usually either they say, oh, my God, nobody's ever asked me that question, or something that keeps changing. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, like, the fact that you asked me about, you know, when I totally get off of this call, I'm going to be like, oh, I got to be ready for that question. I'm like, wow, that kind of stumped me. But but it's a great question, though. It's a great question. Mm. So a little bit of everything, a little bit of everybody.
Yes. So we got a short amount of time, but in that short amount of time, we're going to do something with it that you will leave our listeners with something powerful. But I want to talk about your story. I mean, I remember when I first heard the affirmation, the I am affirmation. It's like, oh my God. I fell in love with it. You know, some songs you got to listen to over a certain time, and then it grows on you. No, this one jumped on me. It didn't grow on me. It's like, hey, it just jumped on me. And, I'm so grateful when you said yes. We said we can play it on the network. I'm so grateful. And the listeners are always commenting on it and how much they appreciate it. But I want to ask you, how did the journey start for you, the whole thing about singing, when you actually allowed yourself to step out there and sing?
Well, for me, I was a late bloomer in regards to even knowing that I had a gift. I came up singing with my sister in church, and I honestly didn't know, even at 13, that we had something special until we were in Girl Scouts and people were like, okay, you have to start the national anthem. And we wonder why. I speak in we a lot because I have a twin sister, by the way, just letting you know. But, yeah, and so they would ask us to start the national anthem, and we didn't understand, but I guess that's when people started noticing that we had a voice. But growing up singing with my sister is a lot stronger. She was a lot more confident coming up, and I was definitely kind of hidden in my gift, you know, and I was confident when I sang with her. And then when I got older, I had a nice little 10-year soiree with an eating disorder that really pulled me out of just, I mean, I didn't want to be in front of people. I didn't want to sing. Anytime anybody asked me if I, you know, could sing something, I'm like, I gave them my sister's number. I just was really out of the game. And I was listening to Reverend Beckwith one day. I didn't even know, by the way, that there was a community of people that read and were into the things that I was into until I saw The Secret. So I'm so grateful that I saw The Secret, because that's when I investigated him and I started listening to CDs. And he said something that was so profound. He said, you know, you get depression when you stop expression. And when he said that, it just knocked me out, and that's when I realized that, you know, I have to sing. You know, I can't have a gift and hold it and try to live well. You know, it wasn't happening. Like, I was, you know. And so that's when it forced me to find a spiritual center, and that's when I started singing and standing in my own, and I'm so grateful for that.
You know, you talk about your sister, and I know that your sister you're talking about is a twin. What was that like, knowing that you could sing, or feeling like you can sing? Maybe you didn't really know, but maybe there was a feeling. What was that like to watch her do what she was doing? Did you feel a sense of, I wish I can do that, I want to do that, I wish I have the confidence, or do you have that kind of question going?
Well, here's the thing. When we sang together, even to this day, when my sister and I sing together, we literally sound like one voice. I know that that's a twin thing because I've heard other twins sing. So there was a level of confidence that I always had when I sang with my sister, you know. So when we did concerts together, there was that confidence that, you know, that was there. But without her, I wasn't as confident, like on my own, standing on my own, you know. So that's why this concert that's coming up, this is the first time I've ever done a solo concert. Because at one time I didn't have, I would just look at my sister and be like, oh, she is just a real Leo. Like, she, if she doesn't have the crowd around her, she commands it. That's the way, you know, she is. You know, it was never a jealousy. It was more of, you know, thank God for her, because it pulls the pressure off of me.
Right.
You know.
Right. So what, now you're at a phase where you're doing a concert in this weekend, right? Is it Friday or Saturday in New York?
It's Friday. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm doing
Friday.
A concert on our birthday, so I totally stole the shine from her. God
bless. Oh, wow. Talk about a rebirthing. Talk about being born again. It's like, okay, I get it now. So let me ask you this. What happened? What caused you to say, I'm ready to do my own concert? You know, you were triggered by Michael Bernard Beckwith saying you get depression when you stop the expression,
yeah,
and you started to take your gift seriously. But what caused you to say, I'm ready to get out there and do this alone, quote unquote alone?
Well,
because we're
I could tell you that. So that was in 2007 when I found the spiritual center, that I started singing in the choir and was able to do some solo things, and I grew tremendously. And then I started realizing even singing with a group and singing with church was great, but it was becoming my comfort zone. You know, I still was not, you know, I'm 40 and I just made business cards. I still was not giving of myself. You know what I mean? I sang if someone asked me to sing, and there's a whole difference when you choose to share and you choose to volunteer or offer, you know, your gift. I was so grateful for you that you even took my little song that was my I Am, that was on my computer hanging out, and you gave it like life by sharing it, you know. But it took me to be at a funeral. I sang a song at a funeral fairly recently, and the responses that I got from people well, like, you know, can I have a card, do this, that. And I'm thinking, they're looking at me like I'm like a real saint. And I'm thinking, maybe I am. Like, it's time for me to get, it's time for me to get, like, a business card and actually have a level of gratitude for this gift that I really feel like I've been taken for granted, and start putting myself out there. And that's from the getting the business cards, I just was like, I need to just do a concert and just do it. And that's how it came about. Yeah.
It's interesting because, you know, you talk about business card. I know for me, when I heard your song, I mean, when I heard the, and I played it before we finished this interview, and, you know, the I am at the affirmation, it was like, wow. I mean, I wanted more of your songs. I mean, the CD, can we play it? And, you know, it's like, oh, no, I'm working on it. And the thing is, you know, what I love about your story, sometimes we're used to meeting people or hearing about people who've got so many CDs out, and there you go to hear CD Baby and download whatever, you know. But I especially love your story because you are literally being an example of your own spiritual practice. You are acknowledging your gift. You're saying, yeah, it's time for me to step out there. It's time for me to walk the talk. You're saying you're a late bloomer. There are people who are in their 30s or even 50s or 40s, whatever. They think it's too late. But and I want to put this to the listeners. Imagine when you hear, and I'm actually going to play the affirmation now, but imagine when you listen to this, and I'm going to come back to you, Carly. I want to stop there. Mm-hmm. And I want the listeners to really think about the gifts, the talents that they have, whatever that may be. When you hear what I'm going to play next, I want you to ask yourself, what if Carly said, nope, I'm not going to do it. I am not ready. I'm too old. It's too late. It's my sister. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. And just kind of see what comes up for you if you choose not to express your gift. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426. Well, it's really about 30 seconds break, really. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad with your questions. If you have any questions for Carly, call in now because we only have her to 1 o'clock. You know, she's busy like that. she got light to shine all over the world. 347-426-3346. And here's Carly. The I am affirmation. I just so love it that I use it at the beginning of almost every show. I think I didn't do it today because she was coming on. Here it is. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, I did play it. I'm sure I did. I don't know. Who cares? I'm playing it now. Now is all we got.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Imagine if she said, nah, they won't hear me for that. Nobody wants to hear that. Wow. When I hear that, Carly, it always speaks to me as if I'm hearing it for the first time. For the first time. What inspired that?
Oh, well, I was at a Revelations conference with Reverend Beckwith. I believe this was 2007. And Reverend Barbara King made a comment.
Was that in Atlanta?
No, it was in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it was in Washington, D.C., and Reverend King was on the panel. And
Barbara
she
King?
Said, Reverend
Barbara
King,
King,
yes.
Right, okay.
And she said, don't you ever say anything negative after the words I am. She said, don't you know that I am is your God name? And when she said that, oh, my goodness, my jaw just, like, hit the floor, and I just started thinking about how many times I've, you know, either said or thought, you know, something negative, you know, in regards to myself or my body or my weight, you know, and I went up to my hotel room, and I just wrote an affirmation, and then just one day I just decided to just sing it. Like, it didn't come out as a song. It just was an affirmation at first, and then I just sang it. You know, I forgot to even mention that the Facebook, the What Are You Waiting For, the page that I created. I created a Facebook page called What Are You Waiting For, W-E-I-G-H-T, What Are You Waiting For, and that's to inspire women who have been, like, putting off certain aspects of their life for the perfect weight, because that was my story. And this concert is a part of one of the things that, you know, I've been putting off. So.
Now that's a good thing, because, you know, I want to talk about that, the whole thing about what are you waiting for. And you've talked about being a late bloomer. You say you're 40, and there are people who are saying, it's just too late. You said waiting for to be the perfect weight, the perfect size, the perfect this, the perfect that, the perfect, that they end up being imperfect because they're just addicted to perfection.
Right.
What would you say to people saying, well, you know, you have somebody, you have people supporting you? What people who are giving themselves excuses to say, yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's easier said than done. It's just too late for me. What would you say to listeners who are maybe going through that?
Yeah, I would say that get out of that conversation as quick as you can, and that all you have to do and all your responsibility is just to make the next right step. Like, you don't have to know the whole picture. You just have to make one move. And I will say that one of my little tricks that I've done in the past, I knew that I was going to end up doing this concert because I, you know, booked the place. But in the past, when I've, say, volunteered to sing at something that I would have not normally done, when I thought about doing it, I would call a friend and let them know that I'm thinking about, you know, you got to kind of put yourself out there, because if you keep things to yourself, you know, you may talk yourself out of it. You just got to come out and share it with, you know, someone who you know is safe and supportive, and then things begin to happen.
Indeed, because when you when you don't express, you get depressed.
Exactly.
And you blow up. You under
exactly.
pressure. You feel the whole world is on your shoulder, but you free yourself. Now, let's talk about, continuation really about you expressing your gift. What is it like for you? Even though you're saying you're late bloomer, you're ready, you're on time. And for listeners, I want to go back to this, because when you say, what are you waiting for, I mean, I said it wrong, but thank God for Celeste. So you're actually talking about wait, as in you're playing with words there. It's a heavy,
yeah.
What are you waiting for? I hear that. So, and that's on Facebook. Celeste will post that in the chat room. But I want to ask you the question went. It disappeared. Okay, the whole thing about expression, but I can't pull back the question. So I'm just going to pull up another question. So now, talk to us about this concert that's coming up. I know it, but talk to us about this concert that's coming up. What should people expect? Those who are coming, those who are thinking about it, you're in New York. We have listeners all over the world. Maybe they might just come and visit you. Maybe they're in Australia right now. Say, I want to go check out Carly Jackson. What should people expect at the concert?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And... you know, it's going to be a lot of moving out of comfort zones. I mean, for one, I'm wearing a dress that I would have never worn before. I had friends who helped style me and had, you know, put me in little clingy things. I'm like, Lord, but that's a part of my mission. So I have to be in
the let's stay there for a bit. I know you're talking about what people expect. Let's talk about that. You said a dress you would never think you would wear. Why is that? What's behind that?
One, I don't usually wear dresses. I usually wear two pieces because dresses are more figure, you know, forming. And I've been known to, you know, wear clothes that are a little bit bigger to, you know, I guess, you know, hide a little bit. But this is what this whole thing is for, is to come out, you know, it's to come out because this is me. This is who I am. And I make 300 pounds look really good, actually.
I know that's right.
I'm going to keep it real.
You sure did.
And I have to say, in a million years, I can't believe I said that. But it's true. You know, I just posted a picture on my Facebook page, and it was an outfit that my friend made me put on, and it was all kind of clingy. And she said, "You look how good you look, and you look so much smaller than the actual clothes that you were wearing." And that's because I'm, you know, focusing on covering up when, you know, it's all good. I'm actually more, with all of the heck that I went through in my body and body image issues, at this weight now, I'm actually more in my body than I've ever been in my whole life. So.
So what was the process of getting to that point where you can feel comfortable in your own skin?
Well, because I recognize that, you know, transformation doesn't happen. Transformation happens now. Like, I always had one foot out of this body, you know. So either I was in the past and regret thinking about when I was smaller, or I was in the future thinking about when I'm going to get smaller, and I did not have appreciation for what this miracle of a body is doing at this very moment. And that's when I realized that I have to start to do the things that I don't think I deserve or I'm putting off now, just to show appreciation for this life, you know. So that's one of those things. Matter of fact, I don't know if the kids are listening right now, but I actually did a photo shoot, which was the scariest thing in the world, okay, because the way I get down, even in personal relations, I'm a lights-off kind of, you know. I took pictures, broad daylight, where, you know, I was partially exposed. And that was a huge stepping out of the box for me. And so that was a part of my, like, awakening and having gratitude for this body that I'm in.
There's so much in that. And yes, I mean, talk about letting go of forgiving of the past and stop waiting for the perfect day, the perfect time, the perfect weight, the perfect size, and the perfect dress, but really showing up. For me, that's an example of living life fully. That's really about showing up. You know, it's just bring what we got right now. Before we let you go, in your concert, you're going to be sharing some poetry as well, talking about your
Yes, I'm going to be doing some poetry and singing some chants with that. And I will definitely be happy to, you know, share some of that with you after, you know, whether it's, you know, sharing it on your wall or
definitely
or something like that. But, you know, I am sad that I won't be able to hang out too long with you guys, because I wanted to chat more.
Listen, this is home. This is home. We
it's
know
home.
You. Yes, it's okay. Home. And we'll just, when time allows you to come and sit with us longer, you're welcome. Just knock on the door and we'll let you in.
You
know the deal. Yes.
Because, you know, like, I wanted to share the We Are One, the story behind that.
So yes, I just thought of that too. So go ahead, please share it. Please share it. I thought of
you
it
too.
You
want me to do that now?
Yes, let's do it now.
Okay, so the We Are One, that inspiration was, I was listening to Reverend Beckwith's CDs. This was, again, before I found a spiritual center that I can go to. He was like my church out in New York. And I was listening to it. This man was blowing me away. And I was about to mentally put him on a little pedestal, which I know is not healthy. And I swear to you, the minute I had that thought, he says on the CD, and don't think there's anything special about me, because whatever you see in me, it's because it's in you that you even see it. Now, that's what he said, and I just was like, oh. So that means I must be fly then, because I'm loving this guy right now, you know? So that was my experience there. And then I go to work and I encounter a coworker who, you know, I don't usually have issues with people. I get along with people really well, but I had a little situation with a coworker who I just was not getting along with at that time. And I was thinking, but wait a minute now, if that's what I see in him and Reverend Beckwith, I'm like, is that also me? This ugliness that I'm seeing in her, is that me too? And that's when I realized that, oh my God, like, I actually created some of the monster that I thought, you know, that she was, because I chose to focus on what I perceived as her negative, you know, traits. And, you know, and you and I both know whatever you focus on, it expands. And I created something that never even existed. And when I realized that, and I started to focus on the truth, which was, you know, she could still be a little loud and abrasive and a little, you know, but she's a good mother. You know, she's really good at what she does. When I started to do that, it transformed the whole relationship, and you wouldn't even believe that, like, we ever had an issue. And so that was life-changing for me. And I wrote a journal entry about it, and that journal became the song.
I'm so grateful for you to share for sharing that, because it just popped in my head. I could ask you the story behind that, and that you actually I hadn't heard that from you. And that's the thing, because you know the whole thing about, you know, we tell people if you see something, then it's a reflection of you. And generally, those of us on a spiritual path will say, no, that's not me. But if it's something great, we'd like to say, yeah, I can see myself.
Oh,
I'm a reflection of you. But if it's something negative, oh no, why does it have to be a reflection of me? It's like, well, if you see one, if you see greatness, and the thing is, what I tell people is, you spot it, you got it. Well, what do you mean if I spot it, I got it? No, I don't have it. Okay, well, if you don't got it, if you don't got it, that's what I said, listeners, then you can heal it. You spot it, you got it, or spot it and heal it, like you did. Instead of even going down. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's why it behooves us to really see the best in people, because it only, you know, enhances ourselves. I mean, Reverend Beckwith also added and said, you know, you can't see the beauty in artwork if it weren't in you, you know. Mm-hmm. So these things are really, like, neutral. I mean, it's not, you know, it's neutral.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is. So before you go, how can people find out about your concert, find out about you, if they want to get tickets to come to the event to support you? Where can we find that information?
Well, they can friend me on Facebook, Carly Jackson. You know, you got to spell it, CARLLIEJAX as in X-ray, E-N, on Facebook. And that's also my email address, CarlyJackson@yahoo.com. If you email me, I'll shoot you some information out. One day I will have a website, and I'd be grateful to start like a little email list on that. So
right, and you know, even though you don't have a website, you say people ask for a business card. You're like, oh, I need to get it. You're actually teaching. You're walking your talk right now.
Yeah.
You know, you're walking your talk and showing up, because people are going to be more, they're going to be attracted to you anyway than your site. And everything that you need will follow. You're going to attract the people, everybody to support you. So I am so grateful for you, sister, for making it work today that we can have this conversation, sprinkling us with your gift of inspiration. And I truly love you. I wish you much success. And I look forward to having you back, my sister friend. Anything else you want to say before you go? It's your platform.
Just, I love you, and I can't wait to, like, really, you know, meet you in the physical.
Yes, indeed. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I love you, too. I know the concert's going to be amazing. Make sure you're going to video record it. I want to see it.
I am recording it.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, thank your listeners. Okay.
Peace and blessings. Life is good. It's getting better. We're going to take a break. Oh, I got so much to share. And listeners, you can call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Carly shared so much with us. You know, that whole thing about waiting. You know, if it's a wait thing or you're just waiting, like in a restaurant, it's not the right time, it's not the perfect time, I don't have this, I don't have that. Don't worry about what you don't have. Focus on what you do have. Because that's where the real power is. And if you don't express your gift, depression will be knocking right in, because you use your own power of creativity against yourself. It goes in rather than out. When you allow your gift to go out, to be expressed into the world, it will be your healing remedy. It doesn't mean you won't have challenges, but it will support you. It will get through illness. It will get you through whatever you're dealing with. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Celestial Moment. And here's another version of We Are One. We are indeed one.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are. Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting you.
am loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
There is no separation, we are one. How do I know? You are an individual, which means undivided. You are never separated from the one. I don't care how they talk. I don't care how they look. I don't care how they act. I don't care what they believe in. If they're Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, or atheist, agnostic, we are one. We are one. You better get it. And when you get that, you can set your own self free. Then you can look at people that you admire, that you're comparing yourself to, and say, oh, that's a part of me. Oh, look how good I look on that person. Wow, damn, I look good as a woman. Damn, I look good as a man. Oh, I look good as a little child. Yes, and all your egoic thoughts that are flying right now, you can just say, ego, mind, go chill out. You don't know what we're talking about. This is too deep for you. It's, life is real simple, you know, but we let our thoughts keep us trapped. It's time to let go, and we're daring you to live your best life. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY. Purposefully loving and appreciating you. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yes, indeed. We are giving a voice back to the world community. We need each other. Community. Come unite. We are one already. We recognize that. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we think we live in the poorest country in the world. Sometimes we think we live in the richest country in the world. There's only one country in the world, and it's called the planet. And if you see yourself being separated, you might need to do some work on your consciousness. As you know, we're all in this together, and every thought you're thinking, everything you're feeling, is adding to this planet right now. How are you adding to this planet? How are you making a difference? How are you expressing? And even if you're feeling depressed, it's okay. Call 347-426-3346. I'm sure they'll be happy to help you. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I think those of us in the Western world sometimes, we've got too many great stuff. So we get caught up in materialism. We forget what's really important. I'm going to save my comments till Celestial moment. I know it's time for Celeste to come do her thing, and let me pull up a song. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio Network. We are here Monday to Thursday. Don't forget that, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All shows are archived. So if you miss part of it, you can always listen to the rest. You can download it. You can share it on iTunes. Well, you can subscribe on iTunes and by subscribing to Life Conversations. And what else? If you have an iPad, iTunes, all of those stuff, you can download the app podcast. And once again, you can subscribe. And if you're an Android person like me, well, guess what? Just get iTunes and come back to Life Conversations Radio. All the shows are here. Download, re-listen. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. His medicine will keep your troubles away. That's what I heard. Celeste, how are you doing, my friend?
You didn't catch me laughing. How are you this happy Monday, Life Coach Ade?
I am good. I'm in a... I don't know if I feel rested or something. I mean, I really enjoyed my conversation with Carly. Love what you're sharing. Because, you know, sometimes we're trying to look perfect before we show up. But I love how she's bringing it raw and authentic and, you know, sharing her weight on the radio. You
know, I know, like, right? She's
and
at talk
about freedom. Yeah, she's working it. She's reclaiming her power. She's reclaiming
her power. And
there's so
many people that were sending her love while she was speaking. She is so loved on this network, so we look forward to her coming back and hanging
Indeed.
Out a little bit longer.
Indeed.
That was very brave.
It is. I mean, that's really what happens eventually, you know, once we realize, listen, the truth is, I'm going to go off on a little tangent and I'm going to pick it up later, but the truth is we live life as if we're going to be here forever. You don't even know. I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. Now, if you ask me, yes, I'm not in a rush to go, but we really don't know what the next moment brings. And we complain, we base our existence on what we don't have materially, but it's like, no, you're so much more. You're so much more. Okay, I'm off that tangent for a bit. I'll come back to it later.
That was
it's your lane.
Well, it's my lane, but, you know, we drive very well together because I'm going to go in a celestial moment. You're so in alignment, Life Coach, today. So, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, August 6, 2012. Add the date and you get 2026. Add 2026 and the energy of the day equals 10. 10 is the turtle in medicine cards and represents Mother Earth, a connection between land and water, the dance of sacred feminine qualities of surrender and groundedness. 10 also shows up in the tarot cards as the Wheel of Fortune. We are all connected to the wheel, and life events comes with highs and lows, but it's in the center we are asked to go. The middle way to the heart helps us refocus our energy from attachment and outcomes. We are always home when we know and value ourselves. And the 10th letter of the alphabet is J. And words like joy, judgment, and joining connect us to the divine energy found in 10. Today we're going to put the spotlight on how 10 shows up from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot through the suit of wands. The suit of wands is the suit of action and direction. The element is fire. Fire is associated with passion, creativity, and spirituality. Now, the Ten of Wands represents all of the fire signs and brings an extra punch of energy generation. In my cards, we have African women dancing nude while the sun is setting. The rays of the sun are yellow, orange, and red. These colors spread out from the sky to the ground. The red connects us to the earth through the root chakra. The orange engages our sexuality in the sacral chakra. And the burning fire of power is housed in the yellow of our navel solar plexus. These women have removed all hindrances and blocks of their expression by surrendering their bodies and voices to ancient whispers to connect with the divine. They dance to ancestral songs and give birth to their unique expression. The youngest of the group takes a position of power by sharing her life song right in the forefront, centered between the drummer and the scribe. This moment is recorded for future generations, for the one in need of the healing becomes the teacher. The creative healing arts are far more than just about entertainment. It's about soul revival. This is the true meaning of a happy hour. This act of dancing releases power that helps to wake up static energy and fears and negativity. Illusions are toppled as each sister ignites the spark of their own power song. They also take the time to listen from their darkest depths, a sacred dance of fire to light the way and remember the song long after the drumming has ceased. They ask in the dark, what will we leave as our legacy? We will never know if we don't have the courage to sing. All is well. And that's the story of Ten of Wands through Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you.
My pleasure.
I look forward to the Celestial Moment as well, like listeners. And you have a way of weaving it together and give us a different perspective. Yes, you are certainly leaving behind a powerful legacy, my sister. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. What legacy are you leaving behind? What's wrong with the world? Well, maybe too many people are complaining about what they don't have. Maybe too many people are saying, I don't have the money. I don't have a job. I don't have a computer. Shut it up. Shut it all up. Go deep down within and listen. Why are you here? Why are you here? Today we are talking about the power and courage to express your creativity. It does take power. It does take courage. Are you willing to stand on the stage of your life and make the biggest mistake of your life? Are you willing to stand on the platform of your life, the stage of your life, and be willing to be the voice of God, the voice of inspiration, the voice of creativity? Are you willing to be the healing power, the healing medicine for somebody else? You know, too many people are depressed because they've given up on themselves. They've given up on life. And they haven't allowed themselves to understand that there's so much more to life. And they get the meaning of life from the television, from the radio, or just the loudest negative people. And they believe the BS. They believe the BS, and their belief system is all jacked up, and they leave that out. They live that out, and then they say, that's just the way it is. I'm just telling you the truth. You don't know the truth. You're sharing your personal truth, but there's so much more that you don't understand. Do you have the power, the courage to express your creativity? We welcome all of you. Those of you that are just joining us, Wesley is in the house. Thank you, my brother. Nikki is in the house. Nikki be sharing the brutal honesty. Come on, Nikki. Is honesty brutal? Really? I think honesty becomes brutal when people are not willing to embrace the truth. That's when it feels brutal. But when you know there's so much more that I don't know, as a matter of fact, I don't know nothing. That's right. I don't know nothing. I don't know. Tell me. Teach me. Inspire me. Then it's not so brutal. We're just actually grateful for the honesty. Don't you think so, Nikki? That's what I think. I think when people are willing to receive the truth, they can take it. And it's like, oh, my God, nobody's ever told that to me before. Nobody ever told me that. Michael Phelps was talking about that. After winning so many medals after Beijing, he went into depression. You know, they had a picture of him and, you know, just doing other things, smoking, sucking, whatever he was doing on the bong. And he went to depression, and he said he just didn't know. But a friend of him said, the guy just told me things that I needed to hear. He said, I had a friend that told me, he told me things that I needed to hear. When I heard it, it just snapped me back to reality. He didn't use those words. I'm paraphrasing. And now he's in the Olympics, and he's the most decorated Olympian in the world. What, 22 medals? And some of us will compare ourselves to him and say, oh, my God, I wish I had that kind of talent. But he got all those medals and went into depression. You know, sometimes we don't know why what happens in our life happens. But what we can do is, before we get into a depressive state, before we get confused, before we get stuck, if you're in a space right now where you do have some kind of sanity to who you are, when you can really look around and see some things that you're grateful for, continue to invest in yourself. How do you do that? Just really take time to love yourself unconditionally. Carly shared with us her weight, you know, how much she weighed. She shared with us, you know, getting into, you know, taking pictures. She really left herself with us. Now, for us, everybody, each and every one of you have different things that you're working through. But you know, the truth is, I always say your greatest gift is sometimes your greatest challenge. What does that mean? What are you dealing with right now? What has challenged you the most? What gets on your nerves? What pisses you off? And it seems to happen consistently. What just bugs the hell out of you? That you're like, I want to go to heaven, but this is bugging the hell out of me. Then again, maybe that's a good thing. If you bug the hell out of me, I can make room for heaven. There's a gift if you're willing to sit with it. But you got to start by taking off all the requirements and the shoulds and and all the other shooting that we do. I shouldn't do this. I should do that. No. No. You're right where you're supposed to be. Call in some friends to support you as you get your strength back. I'm going to share some things with you about how, you know, from the book, The Passion Test. It's 7 keys to living life aligned with passion. 7 keys to living life with passion. And I want to welcome all of you, those of you who are just joining us. I acknowledge Tamara is in the house too. Trace is in the house. Nuriel is in the house. We have Teresa in the house. We have other folks on the phone line. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you, thank you. And all of you listening to other shows on Life Conversations Radio, we really appreciate you. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for being the change you want to see. 7 keys. Let's see. I think I'm going to play a song for a minute. I'm going to play a song for a minute, and then we'll come back to the 7 keys to living life aligned with purpose, yeah, with passion. Your passion is that fire, the fire within, the fire of transformation. When you're living from a place of passion, that fire within you, that is you, will burn up all the other BS in your world.
all the other belief systems that are not serving you, because you will be in alignment with the truth of who you are. And you get to create it the way you want to. You know your creativity is your gift to the world. You know that, right? Okay, good. I'm just checking. Just want to make sure. So are you playing small, or are you trusting the bigger process? Are you playing small? What does that mean? Well, you get to decide. I can't tell you if you're playing small. I can't tell you if you're living large. You get to decide. It's your world. It's your thing. I can't tell you who to suck it to. Yes, that's right. I said it. No, what you do with it is on you. Let's take a break. What song was I feeling today? There was a song that came to me. And I said, I haven't played that song in a while. Let's see. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we will come to you. Or you can post your questions or your comments on, what is it? On the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. The fan page, that is, or the like page, Ask Life Coach, ADE, like page. Or you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Life Conversations menu. And when you click that, there'll be a drop arrow, drop menu, actually, and it says Ask ADE. So wherever you are, you can just fill that in. And maybe you listen to the show in the archive, and you're like, oh, man, I really, if I listen to it live, I would ask a question. Well, you can still ask a question. We'll be happy to answer it on other shows. And once we have your email, we'll let you know which show and what time. This is something that we all need to know, that in spite of what's going on in the world, the war, the discrimination, the shooting, the fighting, the famine, the I don't understand, if we want to heal it, we have to be the change we want to see. We have to be the change. What does that mean? You be the love. You be the joy. You be the healing. You be the one who interacts with people from other cultures. You be the one to listen to other people's pain without trying to fix it, unless you're inspired to say something. Listening is an act of love. Be the change. We'll be right back. This is Gina Renee. Be the change. Featuring Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Peace.
Peace. Indeed.
The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic, and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat,
because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stop believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and we'll play our part. It's all like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in. Tsunamis, wars, and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. And I'm focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody, unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain
bomb that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about. Do you?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Expression creativity. I don't care what it sounds like. Oh, Michael Bernard Bedford said, I know what I'm talking about. Do you? Yes, indeed. Gina Renee, Be the Change. You can find her on Facebook. We've got some listeners who want to share their story, how they are expressing their creativity, how they are unblocking and unlocking what's really going on. Let's go to Tamara. Hello, Tamara. How are you doing?
Oh, I am great. I was sitting there dancing going, yeah, I love
understand.
This song.
So tell us your story. You've been expressing, or what's really going on? Tell us your story, the power to create and express yourself.
You know, for the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks maybe, I've really been getting the message that it's really time to start preparing for that physical appearance, you know, that those live events and those the videos, and just really getting my face out there now. You know, the last 2 years it's been my voice, and now it was my face. And I was listening to a call where the woman was talking about really how to prepare yourself to present yourself, and she used the word practice. And I've heard those words so many times, but that time it just triggered a memory for me. And it took me back to a time when I was in the sixth grade. I was 11 years old. And we had to do a speech. And I can't remember how I picked my topic, but my speech was on a Cadillac Seville. And to me, it was like that car was just, it represented luxury to me and wealth and beauty and power. And so my mom had taken me to the dealership so I could get the brochure. And the guy there, he was so nice, even let me sit in the car, you know, so I could really just get the feeling for it. And I went home and I read the brochure and I pulled out all these statistics and I started writing my report. And it was really all about getting that feeling, you know, and really just sharing that experience. And I was so proud of my work and so ready to go, and the night before I went to go pick out my outfit, and I don't know if anybody remembers those hot pants, you know, where it had the shorts and it had that little bib on the top, and mine were white and they had these green and yellow print, you know, on the cuffs and everything, and I had on my white peasant top. And but the best part was my aunt had these white go-go boots, and I loved them. I always felt so powerful in them.
And you were 11, right?
Yeah, I was 11 years old in the sixth grade. And here I am, I go to school, and I can't wait to give my speech because it was just perfect. I get up there, and everyone was laughing at me. Mm. Nobody wanted to hear about my car. Nobody wanted to hear about the experience. They were laughing at the way I was dressed.
Mm.
And I was so mortified and so humiliated. But it really made me cry.
Mm.
And I ran out of the room, and later on I kept hearing them calling me a slut. And I'm like, what is that? I didn't even know what that meant. I was 11 years old.
Mm.
And it really left me in a place of really not ever wanting to share my voice. And so when the next time came, it was a few months later, and we had to do another speech, I didn't want to do it. And I put it off, and I procrastinated, and I waited until the night before. And I found some stupid little sculpture thing that I had made from sand. And I just was going to tell about how I did it. And I didn't want to do it. And I remember I had on jeans and I had on a turtleneck sweater, which is probably why I don't even like them now. And when it was my turn to speak, I had these knots in my stomach and I was felt sick to my stomach. And I remember looking down and just reading from my paper. I wasn't even, didn't do any of it. I just didn't want to be there.
Mm.
And even my teacher, of course the kids laughed, and then my teacher even ridiculed me and told me how disappointed he was in me because my first report was so fabulous and this one was an F.
Mm.
And I remember then making that vow, that promise, I would never speak again.
and all the way through junior high and high school, if I had to give a report, if I had to stand up in front of the class, I would either be sick and not go to school, or I would just sit down and take the F. And it never dawned on me until I was listening to this lady talk about presentation and practice, 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 and the whole memory just flooded my mind. And I thought, God, what a healing experience that was for me to be able to go back and find out when I silenced my voice, because I never spoke after that. People used to tell me I had such a mousy-sounding voice, you know, and I never talked. So it really freed me to really step into my power and know. So, you know, Carly Jackson, she's amazing. She's so beautiful. And the songs that you were playing, it's like, it is, you know. I can stand now in my power. And I'm ready to stand on that stage. And I'm ready to show up however it shows up, prepared or not prepared, you know.
I know, that's right. You've had a lifetime of preparing.
I yes, have.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
and
is.
And hiding from that preparation, you know.
I understand. You know, and that's the thing. Sometimes we don't always remember that the reason some of us get in touch with what we love to do, or we're so blocked, traumatized by experience that we can't quite connect with our gifts and our creativity. But as you said, you will listen to somebody, you will commit it to your spiritual growth, your spiritual transformation. That's something about practicing to make your presentation capture you in, connected you to a story that was nowhere, you didn't even know about it. It was buried deep inside your consciousness and was able to rise to the top. And now you're able to identify once, and that's the healing right there. Once you become aware of it, that's the healing right there. You don't have to do much. You know, you can do some forgiveness process, but just becoming aware of that, like, oh my God, it's like now you found the idea, the belief, the erroneous belief that gets you blocked. And now,
well, you know, and not only that, the other thing that it gave me too was I didn't think that I had anywhere in my brain, in my database, that I knew how to do it, that I could do it. So the other gift that it gave me is I've already done it. So it's not like I'm trying to figure out how to do it. I already have done it because I did the preparation. I did the practice. I did all of those things, and I was perfectly happy with it. It was other people's judgments that I owned. So, you know, now having that knowledge, it says, wait, you've already done this. You just need to go back and recreate it. And then you need to just let go of the other stories and the other judgment, because you didn't have that until they gave that to you. So I don't need to have that anymore. So that was such a true gift for me.
Yes, and the next presentation you do, my sister friend, I'm going to hold you accountable. I want you to, you know where I'm going. I want you to show up with your go-go boots. It's like, there's a reason I'm wearing this. You can wear the same outfit with a turtleneck.
I'm thinking hot pants and white peasant top and the white go-go boots. Here I am, 11 years old.
Oh, gosh, your soul was so committed to hearing. That's right. Your soul was so committed. It's like, I said, Evan, I'm going to put some go-go boots on. Yes, I got something I need to work through. You know, and thank you for sharing the story, Tamara. Thank you so much.
Ah,
oh, you're welcome. And I'm looking forward to amazing things that's going to just step up from this. Ooh, time to shine, everybody. Okay, darling. Thank you. Let me go to Nariel.
Yes.
How are you doing, my brother? Peace and blessings to you.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? Peace and blessings to you also.
All is good. All is well. What's on your mind?
Man, I didn't know you was going to have Carly on the show today. I was like, oh, wow, I know her. We go to the same center. I was like, well, we know everybody.
Well,
I enjoyed the show. Yeah, she can sing, man. Sometimes she can open that service and just let us have it.
Wow, so you guys are connected, huh? Yep, Carly, I mean, it's a small world, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, you know?
Yeah.
And
So
how are you expressing your creativity? It's real short, because you know we're bringing you back.
Yeah, I say for tomorrow, but in short, I'm a creative spirit. I'm an artist, so I am committed to create something every day. Whether if I write two sentences of a poem or a song, or if I do a sketch, or if I have to go to a museum or something, I have to stay connected with something that's creative in that environment.
Indeed. Yep, and you can find out more about Nouriel tomorrow, his journey to awakening, how he tapped into his creative power. Now he's talking about how committed it is that he has to create something daily. So, Nouriel, my brother, I appreciate you. I look forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Till tomorrow.
Peace and blessings.
All right, brother.
Yes. We got time to cover this thing. My mind was like, am I going to have time to share this? I made a promise I was going to share it. But I do have to. I have more than time because I am the creator of my own time, and the only time is now. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Have you shared the show yet? You better go ahead and share that show right now. Go ahead. Yep, I can wait. I'm going to read the 7 keys to living life, aligned with passion. So hurry up. Go share the show. You're holding us up. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. The number is 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad so it can come to you, or you can post on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, like page, fan page, or go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And while you're there, fill in the mailing list. Get on our subscription list. We're working on a lot of different things, and so we can keep you informed. You can get regular notice for the guests that we're having. So much is happening here. And, of course, we have pleasefund.com, pleasefund.com/pages/347. We're expanding, we're growing. Okay, I'm going to go through this real quick, and let's see this book. Let's open that book. The 7 Keys to Living Life Aligned with Passion. You know, if you're feeling uninspired, you hear people talking about this passion, it's like, well, I wish I had that kind of passion. You do. You just got to activate it. You just got to release it. You have. If you see it in somebody else, let me tell you this. Here's a secret. Come closer. Just you and I. No, just you and I. Come closer. Stop playing. Come here. If you see something in somebody, are you listening? Great. Listen. I'm not going to tell anybody else this. Just you and I, okay? Because I love you. I see the best happening for you. When you see something in somebody else and you love it, it inspires you, it turns you on. Guess what? You have the same power in you. You just got to have to figure out how to release that unique passion, that unique talent. Okay? Don't tell anybody I told you. Okay? Because I want you to be famous. Don't tell anyone. It's the secret between you and I, okay? But tell them to listen to the show so they can catch their own secret. But don't tell anybody, all right? All right, here we go. For the rest of you, I just have to share a secret with a friend of mine. I hope you guys didn't hear that. Okay, 7 keys to living life aligned with passion. Number one, you gotta be committed. Commitment. You gotta be committed. You know, too many people, commitment brings up a lot of stuff for people. It brings up relationship, romantic relationship. Most of us are afraid to get in a relationship because we know we can't commit to nothing. And we believe that if we commit to something, that means we are doom and gloomed and we're locked up in the cell of our own consciousness. So it manifests itself in intimate relationship. And we project our fear of it. But are you committed to your own gift? Are you committed to yourself? Can you say I do to yourself? Can you say I will to yourself? Can you look at yourself and say, through the power of God that is invested in me, I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to love me up. We had some guests join us a few months ago. What was it? June. The name. So let's help me out here. The show on I Married Myself. I see it. Desiree Moody and Schweigert. What's the first name? Help me out. Okay, she already told me I just need to look. Okay, Les is on the money, man. She's on fire. Okay, Nadine, what's the other lady's name? Boy, I hope she ain't listening because I call her my friend. You're like, how can I be your friend and you don't remember my name? I remember the last name. Oh, Nadine, of course. Nadine and Desiree. Thank you, Celeste. I'm tripping. So we had Nadine Schweiger and Desiree Moody, and they married themselves.
They committed to themselves. So the first thing, the first key to living life aligned with your passion is have a commitment. And in the book it says here, until you are committed, nothing will happen for you. There is nothing more important to create your passionate life than your unshakable commitment to choosing in favor of your passions. What is it? Would you feel so strong and you're giving excuses and you're waiting and waiting? You know, it's not the right time. No, you got to commit it. So be committed. Like a mother giving birth. No matter how painful it is, she's going to say, I can't do it anymore. And then she gets encouragement and she breathes and push, breathe and push. You got to keep breathing and pushing. You better be committed. There's more in the book, but you can get your own copy, The Passion Test, of course, by Janet Atwood and Chris Atwood. Number two is clarity. If you're not clear about what you want, if you're not clear about who you are, if you're not clear about your gift, guess what? You're going to have confused results. Anything would just work for you. You got to get clear. And it doesn't mean it happens overnight. You just keep trying, you keep polishing. Now, I listen to my show sometimes, and there's things I say, oh, you got to tweak that. There was a time, and every now and then I still do it. There was a time, especially when I first started the show, I used to speak so fast. That when I listen to my own show, I'm like, dude, slow the flip down. You can't even hear what you're saying. And part of it was I was so nervous. I'm like, if I keep talking, then I'll be all right. And I would talk so fast, I won't even finish what I'm saying. And I probably still do it. I don't know. But every now and then, I still find myself getting there. Now, I'm natural like that. I have a lot of energy. So I have to remind myself, slow it down. But you got to get clear about what's in your way, what's blocking you. You got to keep fine-tuning. You think of the iPhones. I use that as an example a lot. You think of any software that you download on your computer. They're clear about what they're doing, what they want to put out. They're committed to making money, and they will put their product out. And if there's any bugs or problem in it, they'll send an update. And we just upload it. They tell us, make sure you update it because, you know, it makes your software unstable. But really what they're saying is, we jack up. And we recognize because you've complained, you've let us know you're having issues. We fixed it. And they send another update. We don't trip about the update. If you have issues with your computer, say, when was the last time you updated it? When was the last time you updated your consciousness? If you're feeling sad, if you're unhappy, if you're depressed, when was the last time you updated your consciousness? Catch a new awareness of God. Number three, attention. What you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. What you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. What are you focusing on? What are you focusing on in your life? Are you more focused on what's going on in other people's life? How they're mistreating you? How they're mean? How they're horrible? Are you focusing in what is my gift? How can I make today a wonderful day? What can I learn differently today? How can I inspire other people? How can I be more grateful in my life? How can I forgive myself? Who do I need to forgive? What are you focusing on? Are you focusing more on your spiritual growth and transformation? Are you focusing on the healing? Are you focusing on the hurt? I know, but it hurts too much. Yes, it does. And the more you focus on the hurt, the more it hurts. So attention, pay attention. Number four, stay open. Your greatest good may not be what you think it is. When you are open to whatever is appearing now, even if it's different than what you think it should be, you release your individual will and open to God's will for you. Stay open. You don't really have the bigger picture. You feel it. There's a soul knowing, but on an intellectual level, you don't have the bigger picture of your life. You don't have the idea of what's sitting to be birthed of God's vision for your life. Do you know? If you've done visioning, maybe. But even if you did visioning yesterday, there's more because God is always speaking through and as you. What is God's vision for your life? Stay open. Stay open. Stay receptive. Let go of all the other stuff that are in the way. The truth is, you know, you really don't want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, next year, and how your vision's going to play out. How your purpose is going to play out. Because if you do, guess what? You're going to flip it up. You know what I mean? You're going to flip it up. So it's a good thing that we don't know what tomorrow looks like. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know all the ideas I'm working on, the radio network, the books and stuff. I don't know.
That's a good thing, because if I do, I will mess it up. I try and do this and worry about what I don't need to be worried about, but it's about staying open and moving fast, because I got to move fast. Number 5, integrity. Be as true to yourself as you are to others. As true to others as you are to yourself. Be true to yourself. Sometimes you're going to mess up. Sometimes you're going to say, ooh, I pimped myself. That's okay. Once you catch the new awareness, change it. Forgive yourself and keep moving. Persistence. Many begin the journey. Those who finish it are the ones who achieve success and fulfillment in their lives. So what is it? What are you trying to work on that you put to the side is not working? I don't know. Maybe it's a waste of time. No. If it moves you and you keep thinking about it and you can't stop thinking about it, be persistent. Keep working, talking to people, asking for support. Deal with your mess so you can catch the message and you can teach the truth. Be the messenger of love. And, of course, 7 is follow your heart. Your heart knows. When all fails, listen to your heart. Passion emerges from the heart, not from the mind. Your heart chakra. The essence of who you are. And your heart is, you know, when he says listen to your heart, here's something that is a good thing to write to show up. I'm all on fire here. I'm moving from side to side. I feel like I'm about to explode. Somebody call 911. Ooh, no, I'm alive, but I'm on fire. Here's the thing. That was a joke, though. Nobody call 911 now. You're going to get yourself in trouble. When you think about the concept of listening to your heart, think with your heart, it doesn't mean just that organ in your body. It means your heart, every part of you, your whole self, the essence. Follow your heart, follow your essence, follow everything that is you. Your cell has a memory. Your soul has a memory. Your body has a memory. That's all part of your heart, your breath. Has memory. You're connected with God, so when you're following your heart, you're following everything that is about you. You're saying yes to God. You're saying yes to life. And when you're messing up, yeah, just pat yourself on the back. Because if you make a mistake, if you mess up, it's because you're trying something new. Too many people play it safe. Nah, I ain't trying to go out like that, man. Nah, I just do what I need to do and that's it. I ain't got time for all that stuff. Well, you ain't got time. That's true. Time is money and you ain't got no money because you ain't got time. You know, we're here to live out loud, to be an example. And I welcome all of you here. Thank you for joining the conversation. It's almost time to release the show. Yes, indeed. Welcome, Kimberly. Thank you for joining us. And hopefully you'll be back again. Maybe you've been listening as a guest. I don't know. But even if you have been, Kimberly's trying to play games. She's changing her name. She's been here before. I know you have because I've done my spiritual check on you. Yeah, choosing. I don't need to do a credit check. I just do a spiritual check. You're good peoples. Yeah, you approve to keep listening to the show. And speaking of approval, you know we're all approved. You are all approved. You don't need no credit check. The minute God thought of you, you were pre-approved. For greatness, to have what you desire, to have everything you need, everything you want, everything you hope for. Now, in order to experience it, in order to manifest it, you have to be what you want. You have to be a vibrational alignment to what you want, to what you desire. It's all on you. It's already done. God says, hey, ask and you shall receive. It's a law of the universe. It's a law of the universe. Ask and you receive. The universe always says yes. God always says yes. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Nuriel. We're talking about journey to awakening. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself, because your soul wants you to be. Be loved. Allow the love to come back. Keep the flow going. This is Bishop Carlton playing underneath me. Let it be. Let it be. Let it shine. Let it love. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Bishop Carlton, go to newdimensions.us to find out more about him. Newdimensions.us. Let it be. I'm out. Peace and blessings.
Reminder of the passage of time. Remember this. Whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be, oh, let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be. Oh, though they be divided, there is still a chance that they will see, yes. And this will be an answer. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. This will be your answer. Let it be, let it be. Oh, let it be, let it be. The night seems clouded, there's still a light that shines in me. It will shine all through the night time. I'm going to let it be. Yes, I am. And oh yeah, when I wake up in the morning, hear the call that comes to me. Yes, it does. It whispers. Before it goes, you can make it golden. You can sit there and watch this moment become forever lost, or you can put yourself into this moment and make it yours forever. This is a moment waiting to be lived. Imagine what can happen when you fill it with love, with commitment, when you fill it with courage and focus and effort. It's just a moment. And yet, in this moment, is truly everything you are. and the birth of everything you can become. If you waste this moment, you waste the most precious things you have. But instead, feel this moment and the next with the best you can be. And there is no limit to what you can bring and what it can bring you. This moment is yours to use, but only if you use it now, while it's here. Fill it with value and meaning, and then you send it on its way. And remember, experience is not only what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Sometimes you just have to let things go. You can't fix everything, don't try. Don't get anxious, don't get filled with anxiety and frustration and despondency. Just release it to God. Do yourself a favor and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This will be your answer. Let things go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Children, let it go. You need to take these words of wisdom. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. Let it go.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.